From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Robert Smith, sitting in for Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Well, today is the day. General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker are on Capitol Hill. Over the next 2 days, they're giving assessments to Congress about the troop surge and about the overall situation in Iraq.
The hearing began after a short delay, thanks to protesters and technical difficulties. Then General Petraeus made his opening remarks.
As a bottom line up front, the military objectives of the surge are in large measure being met. In recent months, in the face of tough enemies and the brutal summer heat of Iraq, coalition and Iraqi security forces have achieved progress in the security arena.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now. And Tom, General Petraeus kept going, laying out more successes in more detail. What did he have to say?
Well, he said overall, progress is being made in the security front. Sectarian deaths are down. He said the bombings are down. He came with many color-coded maps and charts showing, you know, some progress in this regard. He also said, made it clear right up front, listen, this is my testimony. I didn't clear it with anyone at the White House or at the Pentagon. There was some concern that all this would be orchestrated by the White House, but he made that quite clear that this is his testimony and his statistics. And again, he said, listen, this isn't by any means over. We have a lot of challenges ahead of us. But he said the indicators are heading in the right direction.
And everyone wanted to know when he would agree to bring the troops home. He did talk about troop reductions. Let's take a listen.
Based on all this and on the further progress we believe we can achieve over the next few months, I believe that we will be able to reduce our forces to the pre-surge level of brigade combat teams by next summer, without jeopardizing the security gains that we have fought so hard to achieve.
So, Tom, that's about 30,000 fewer troops by next summer. That is the most concrete thing we've heard about getting back to these pre-surge levels, right?
That's right. And that was expected. His number two officer, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, I think he told us maybe 2 months ago that they expected the surge to continue into next summer. At that time, it would drop from roughly 160,000 troops down to 130,000 troops. And Petraeus also said it won't be until next March when he can give a sense of whether he can drop it below that 130,000 next summer. So again, he's saying if security moves in the right direction, at that point, we'll see if we can draw down even more.
And will that satisfy Democrats and in fact, much of the American public who
We'll have to wait and see. Clearly, the Democrats want the troops to start coming home right now. They don't have the votes in Congress now to push that through to a veto-proof margin. And also some Republicans now are concerned about troop levels. John Warner, the Republican from Virginia, one of the most respected folks in the Senate on armed services, said he would like to see 5,000 troops come home by Christmas. So interesting thing here is going to be how Republicans respond to this, some of the fence sitters, and particularly in the Senate, if they are pressing for even more troops to come home sooner.
We have another clip of tape, this one from Ike Skelton. He's a Democrat of Missouri, and he's the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Let's listen.
One of the great ironies of this hearing today is that General Petraeus, who sits here before us, is almost certainly the right man for the job in Iraq. But he's the right person 3 years too late and 250,000 troops short.
Tom, that seems particularly downbeat. You cover the Pentagon and hear these kinds of statements a lot.
You know, it's funny when he said that, it struck me that I've heard that from several senior generals in the Pentagon who said almost verbatim what Congressman Skelton said, that Petraeus is a good general. He's highly respected, but he's it's too little too late. He should have been in there 3 years ago with a lot more troops.
And briefly, what do you expect for the rest of the day?
Well, they're going to press him hard on what he didn't say, that there's no political reconciliation. So the question is, if there's no reconciliation, what are you achieving with this so-called surge?
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman will be checking back in with you as this progresses. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.